Are you bullish on the Arthur Smith offense at 412-928-9370? Because someone texted in and said they won't use Darnell Washington appropriately. I don't trust the offensive coordinator. Man, I think Arthur Smith is a good offensive coordinator. And last year you had mixed results. But I don't think either quarterback was a fit ideally for the Arthur Smith scheme. You know, people always talk about mobility with the Arthur Smith offense. I don't think that's the biggest thing. I think you need to be accurate and decisive over the middle of the field. He runs a lot of middle of the field concepts with tight ends, with slot receivers. Justin Fields was never good at it. Russell Wilson, even in his heyday, was never good at it. Too short. He would always take 15-step drops because he can't see over the line. His mobility was a huge asset, and he's going to be in the Hall of Fame. I'm not overly criticizing the guy, but neither one of them are good middle of the field quarterbacks. Mason Rudolph, when he came in at the end of the season 2 years ago, he threw the ball over the middle of the field. I know that that was not with Arthur Smith, but he threw the ball over the middle of the field. He wasn't afraid to do that. They wouldn't let Kenny do it because they wanted him to protect the ball above anything else. They wouldn't let Mitch Trubisky do it because Mitch Trubisky was a turnover machine. And last year, I think they wanted their quarterbacks to do it. They didn't. They weren't capable of it. They never have been. Mason Rudolph was throwing it over the middle of the field. Skylar Thompson was throwing it over the middle of the field. Aaron Rodgers is going to do that. And so I think you will come away at the end of this season, the general you, listeners out there, with a greater appreciation for Arthur Smith. I'm not saying he's a top five OC in the league, but he was hired to be a head coach because he was a good offensive coordinator.
Yes.
He had bad quarterback play in Atlanta. Why? They had bad quarterbacks. I think with Aaron Rodgers, he's going to throw it over the middle of the field, and I think we got a taste of that on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, he's a personnel-based offensive coordinator. So if whatever personnel that he gets in front of him, that's how he's going to tailor his offense to. But there's still that structure of what he wants to do deep down. And now I think he has the personnel in place to really do what he wants to do and to fit what they, what he wants to, you know, what type of offense he wants to roll out there. So I think we got a little taste of that on Saturday, and I think it's going to look even better whenever Aaron Rodgers does do it, as long as it looks good up front, as what we said in the last segment.
And I think something that has been a big storyline for the people who have taken training camp in every day is there's been some miscommunication stuff, little nuances over the middle of the field where Rodgers has actually thrown a couple of picks that have gone off guys who weren't ready for the ball over the middle of the field. So they're going to throw it. One was Connor Hayward hit him in the face mask because he didn't get his head around quick enough. So they'll get some of their timing issues sorted out, but they're going to throw it over the middle of the field. And that's what Arthur Smith wants to do. I mean, when they were moving the ball last year on offense and scoring touchdowns with Russell Wilson, it was checkdowns and it was moon balls. You're going to see a more varied passing chart. Like, all the analytics people at the end of the game, they'll send out that passing chart, all the green dots, and for 4 years, we ain't seen him in the middle of the field. I think that's going to be different.
Yep.